This is an MUT Radio podcast.
But it is 16 minutes after 1300. This is the Campus Voice with Princess Jean. And of course, during this time, Relationship Tuesday talk with Mrs. Mieni. And she is already with us on the other side. Hi, Mrs. M. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. I'm awesome. It's good to have you back. We had a good time last week, but not to say that we had a good time in Gekko, but we did, and we missed you at the same time.
I was actually listening on the other side. I could hear that you had a good time.
Really nice. Lovely.
I'm glad ukuthi usale kahle
nentombazi. Yes. We had a good time and we had a good conversation, I believe.
Thank you. Mrs. M, today's conversation is quite interesting and it's one of my personal favorites. One of my personal favorites. Okay, that is true. That is quite true. But when I think of intimacy, I feel like it's such a deep thing that it's not just, you know, whispered secrets or interlocked fingers. I mean, I did mention earlier on, Uti, it's not really just about the physical, but intimacy is also in the silence. You know, like being able to sit with someone in absolute silence, that must take a great level of intimacy because it's so easy to feel like it's awkward now and it's uncomfortable, you know. And intimacy for me is also in comfort, you know, feeling comforted by a person in the safety of another person's presence, whether it's them being there physically or not. It's in their vulnerability, being able to see someone in their moments of pain, but also in their moments of silliness, of awkwardness, of joy and everything. So for me personally, as Uafika, that's when I feel would say, okay, I've been intimate with this person or this person has been intimate with me. I wonder, Mrs. M, for you, when do you feel that you've been most intimate with someone?
I think because my love language, remembering from our last conversation,
it's
safety.
It's safety.
And I think if we have been able to share vulnerable spaces of each other, then I feel like I have really been intimate or I'm in an intimate relationship with that person. For instance, if I am able to open up my home to a person, then I feel like, okay, I'm in an intimate relationship with that person because that is my safety space and that is my security space. And if I allow that, or if I allow that relationship to extend that further, then it means that this relationship has moved onto an intimate kind of level. That's just for me personally. And
for you
also
personally.
If I'm able to trust
a person
you with confidential information, I feel like we have an intimate relationship if I'm able to trust you with information that is confidential, and also maybe like information that maybe I'm even still praying about, you know, I'm still praying about something and I can trust you with that information. And I feel like now that is an intimate relationship. That's me personally.
Yeah. No, that's very beautiful, Mrs. M. I think that is really, really important, hey? That's so, so important. Safety and trust, you know, those are the things that keep a relationship standing. So I actually watched a video. I'm not sure if it's a pastor. I'm not sure if he's a speaker, but he was explaining, he actually literally had blocks, like literal blocks, and he was placing the different levels of intimacy. Each block was written, you know, spiritual, intellectual, physical, and he was just placing them in their level of importance. So this is what sparked the idea for this
conversation.
Yes, and I just really found it interesting. So for someone who is on the other side, the friend of the show listening to us, and maybe they are in a relationship, it can be any form of relationship. We always say this. It's not necessarily romantic. But how can they actually, you know, whether it's a friend or whether it's a family member, when, because I know people think Uguti, with family members, this is quite interesting. People think with family members, we're just automatically intimate, but it actually doesn't happen that way. I've personally realized that even with family, it isn't like that. So how do you truly know, Uguti, okay, the relationship now has reached a level of intimacy, generally speaking, yabo, not according to Mrs. M or Afik. What are the signs? Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it would be really, really nice for us to actually explain to Umlaleli what we mean by intimacy, because I know that it's a very, very diluted word when it comes to relationship. And because of that, many people have that one singular description in terms of what is intimacy means. It's not about being physically involved. That is part of intimacy. It's not it. So it's a part of, and it's not like an it that when somebody says, I want an intimate relationship with you, they don't actually just mean a physical relationship only. But what intimacy really means, it means a connection where we could be cozy, private, and relaxed, and emotionally open and vulnerable to one another. And the emphasis there being put on emotional, because I believe that even the physical part in romantic relationship comes from being emotionally connected, which is emotional intimacy. And this happens when you are with people that you feel most safe with, most loved or cared for with, where people that you share certain kind of closeness to. It could be friends, family, a partner, you know, co-worker, business partner. You could have a closeness with, a closeness where you know that emotionally I can depend on this person, that they will take care of my emotions, they will cover, they will protect the emotional part of me that I have opened up to them, you see. And that is exactly what intimacy is. That's why you can be intimate with a person, and you can also be intimate with God or faith. Because it's the openness that you have, that you feel, and the closeness and the safety that you feel. That goes straight to the description of how does one see that they are in an intimate relationship. Number one, you feel safe. You've got to feel safe in an intimate relationship, that I can trust you with me, my information, my connections, my surroundings, my family, my secrets, and all of that. And it is something that we share. It's not just that I can trust you, but you don't trust me, but it is something that we both share with one another. I trust you, you trust me. I open myself up to you, you open myself up to me. That's why one could say that the most intimate relationship that can be found is the relationship between two people that have fallen in love with one another, because that have never even disappointed or hurt each other with a single thing, because those people have a level of trust that is high. They've got a level of openness that is high, intimacy, both emotional and physical, in a sense that they are in a safe space. space with one another. So one, you can identify an intimate relationship by it being safe. It doesn't need to be physical, but it can be safe. An intimate relationship also by how you are able to be relaxed around that relationship. Mm. You don't have to pretend to be somebody else. You don't have to pretend to have the things that you don't have. Mm. You don't have to pretend to be someone that you are not, but you are relaxed and you can be yourself and you can be who you want to be, in that relationship. So that is also another form of intimacy as well. And then also another form is that your ability to give, you always want to give and you are always getting from that relationship.
Mm.
You're not just, it's not just a one-way thing, but
yeah,
both are giving towards that relationship's growth and ensuring that that relationship is able to grow from both sides, not just one side is getting and the other side is not. Also, intimate relationships tend to be supportive.
Mm.
No matter which position I'm sitting at,
right,
but I'm able to be supportive of whatever it is that my friend or my partner or my family is doing, even if it makes them better than me. But you find that you, because of this relationship, you're both able to cheer for each other and to celebrate each other's wins and to be there for one another when somebody needs the other, you know, in terms of care or any other situation that might have happened. That's how you would identify that you are actually in an intimate relationship with somebody.
I love that you said, Mrs. M, that it has to be mutual, because interestingly, you find Uguti, you know, this term that some people would use, uguti, ubanbanu mganami, but okay, it's not really a term that people would use, but you maybe realize, klambe, when the friendship is over, uguti, ubanbanu wa umganami, but nganga in umganuaki. Yeah, well, that type of thing where maybe no muntu, you felt like you were intimate with them, because it happens. Mm-hmm. You were intimate with them and they were not necessarily intimate with you, but then they used to say things like, no, it's just that it's very hard for them to open up to people, you know, things like that. So when you say it has to be mutual, I'm saying it's interesting because some of us might just think that, oh, but what if umganami, unlike me, it takes a lot for them to open up, and then umuntabonuti, but that's okay.
Yeah. Now, someone always has somebody that they are intimate with. And it always is dependent on the level of trust.
Oh,
yes. You could trust somebody that doesn't trust you back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is where the intimacy finds a challenge, that it's no longer a two-way. Somebody's often giving a lot of themselves and the other person is always holding back because they don't feel the same kind of safety with this other person. So they hold back, and that happens a lot where you find that your best friend has their own best friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it can be quite a challenge because truth of the matter is they will tell their best friend about the things that they know about you because they are best friends. They don't hide stuff from each other. They don't keep secrets from one another.
Mm.
They're intimate with each other, in that particular sense. So it's important that you also are careful to not be in an intimate relationship by yourself. Always try to find that you are both sharing the same kind of feelings towards whatever relationship that you are in.
Yeah, that is really true, because honestly, that is very sad, because like you're saying, you find Uguti, it's almost like you're in the relationship or maybe you shouldn't take the relationship too seriously, because clearly you're not on the same page. But I don't know about other people. For me personally, if we're not on the same page, we can't be in a relationship. Not that I cut people off.
I think everybody wants to be on the same page with someone. Everybody wants to share the same kind of intimacy. But we always learn the hard way, you know.
Yes.
We always find that when you see opportunities, you call your friend up or you call your sister up and you're like, oh, you know, I met this person and this and this and this and this and that. And they meet an opportunity and you are never the person that they call mm-hmm. to tell you about it. Instead, you find out on a by-the-way basis that all that is happening, you know. And you just need to realize and understand that, okay, I'm on the intimate side here, but unfortunately, the person that I'm with now is not there. So you rather than just, you also can't force. I think I said this in one of my YouTube videos that you also can't force a relationship. It really has to be mutual, and it has to divinely come like that. It can't be made like that. You can't force it like that. It has to divinely land in that manner. And then you're going to have a mutual ground on just about anything when it comes to the things that you dream about and the things that you desire and the things that you actually do. It will come naturally than harnessed and forced or worked on, you know, hard, and it must be heavy and hectic. It really is supposed to be a shared experience. Relationships are beautiful on shared experiences.
That is true. And you did mention, Mrs. M, that it's a connection, intimacy. So you can't force a connection. Like, you know when it's just not working. You know mm-hmm. when it's just... Because mm-hmm. you can't force it. It must be organic. You know?
Definitely.
It must be organic.
Definitely can't. You know, you meet great people and you connect. And you can meet great people and not connect. You know?
Yeah. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah. So... And it's not a bad thing. We can't connect with everybody. You know, you are not everybody's cup of tea as much as I'm not everybody's cup of tea. But, that expectation that everybody's always ready to keep your secrets, everybody to hear your intimate stories. That's how we land ourselves in situations where people are talking about us.
Yeah.
Because we are the ones that told the wrong people about ourselves. And then we land ourselves in that situation of the fact that somebody is talking about, you know, me or about, you know, what I'm, what is supposed to happen. Mm.
True. Mrs. M, because of time, before I let you go, if we had to arrange the levels of intimacy based on their importance, which one would we start with? And not that it's of less importance, but it can be lost.
I'd start with trust.
Yeah, trust must be at the top.
Trust would be at the top for me. If we trust each other, I think
that's true.
Whatever kind of relationship we're in is bound to be fruitful and marvelous.
True.
Because we can really feel so many other things just based on the fact that
we trust
one another. And maybe the least for me is when you're not married, don't get physically intimate.
You've mentioned it before, Mrs.
I had to throw that one in. It's important.
It is.
Because it creates entanglement where now you as much, because you've gotten into that type of intimacy, let's just say you don't feel secure or cared for or loved or what.
Yeah.
That type of security of intimacy has a way of tempering with all your other all your other, you know, sort of relationship decision making places. That where you're really supposed to be sober minded, but now because of that, you are no longer as sober as you would like to be. So that's why I was just throwing that one. But if you are married, I'm taking that one to number two.
No comment. No, Mrs. M, we appreciate that, and you always say it. It's one of the things that you always consistently say when we have such conversations with Guti. We shouldn't even think about it. And I think, although a lot of people are not going to like you for saying it, but we all know it's true, though.
And I'm only throwing the disclaimer before I say it, that I know I'm not going to be very famous for preaching this gospel, but I still believe that keeping away yourself away from that kind of intimacy will really allow you to make great decisions in life. And when you actually decide to get into it, it'll be something that is not forced onto you, something that you are ready to experience.
Definitely. Unpopular gospel to preach, but thank you so much for that, Mrs. M. Thank you. I know I said it was the last question, but I have to throw this one in. For someone who's perhaps, you know, in a new friendship, or someone who's in a new romantic relationship, or someone, Klambe, who just met their sister that they didn't know, or their brother that they didn't know, or cousin that they didn't know, or even their dad or mom. You find some people meet their parents at an older age because they were never there. How do you establish intimacy in a new relationship? Because you have a goal, you want the relationship to be intimate, you know, and you feel like the other person wants it to be intimate too. But the thing is, now it's new, and how do I do this without working too hard?
Well, every new thing deserves a chance, and chance equals time. Give it time. For me, that will be my first thing to say to you. Give it time. Lower your expectations at the moment for it, and give it time. Give time to get to know each other. Giving time means also spending time together as well. Give time to get to know each other. Give time to get to listen to one another, to get to find each other's rhythm, to get to, you know each other's past, present, and hopes for the future. And, you know, allow yourself space to talk. We do it pretty often when we find our parents at the old age, maybe Dallas, and then you find your parents and you're like, I don't even want to talk to them. You won't be able to build a relationship from there. Give yourself the space to talk, have conversations. That's what I always say, even on new relationships, that before you jump into anything, have conversations. They are so critical and so important in you getting into the person's mind, into the person's heart, and not making assumptions, because that is what will hurt you later on. But if you allow the time to converse, have a conversation, spend time together, go back down memory lane with each other, ask questions, you know, so mom, where are you from? Where were you born? Who were your parents? Where were they from? You know, those questions that create a certain level of intimacy that will allow you to know them intimately, to know the things that they treasure, to know the things that have hurt them before, things that have made them laugh, things that have made them happy, things that have made them sad. So how did you feel when you lost your parents? Oh yeah, you know, and then and all of that. And it allows people to connect. We connect so much better by conversation.
I think we underestimate that conversation is really what builds intimacy. Yes.
Don't shut the door to any relationship that you want to build. Do not be quiet. In any relationship that you want to develop, do not be quiet and do not shut the other person out as well in terms of the things that they might want to say. It's very important to allow conversations, you know. When you are having a fight with somebody, don't hang up and shut your phone down, you know, and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Allow the space to talk. It allows the strife to move away quicker, you know. Mm. It lessens your time of imagining hurtful things, hurtful words, hurtful, you know, movies playing in your head. But you rather just allow the time for a conversation to happen. Talk to that new mom you just found, the new dad that you found out is married to somebody else, and they've got kids with another person, and they live with those children, and they've taken care of those children. Ask those hard questions. Because you have them already, that why didn't you stay with my mom, and let them tell you. Why didn't you stay with my dad, and let them tell you, you know, so that you don't have assumptions, but you can build an intimate relationship from conversations.
Thank you so much, Mrs. M. That is very, very powerful. Have those difficult conversations. We so wish.
They're critical. I know that we don't have time today, but they're so critical that you have those conversations. True. We often run to do, you know. You find that that dad is going to want to, instead of talking to the child they just found, they're going to want to start buying them nice things, you know, to create that relationship. That's not going to create an intimate relationship. It'll just say, oh, yeah, he's there, I found the father, young and they're living though. But an intimate relationship will come out of you answering to some difficult questions and having some not so cozy conversations that will lead to us being relaxed, comfortable, and trusting each other once more.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Mrs. M. Thank you. And also, thank you for also allowing me to be intimate with you as well. I really, really appreciate it. I know Utimina personally. I always say that I'm a difficult person because I think I'm complicated because I'm more than just one thing. I can be extroverted, but I can also be introverted. So I always feel like I'm a complicated person. You really have to be patient with me. And especially when it comes to opening up, maybe it's because of past relationships, but it's not that easy for me to open up. I may seem like I'm a very open person, but I really am not, you know. So thank you so much for allowing me to be intimate. I really do feel safe with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye-bye. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. And that was the ever so insightful and wise Mrs. Nompumelelo Lomieni, relationship coach. Do follow her page of your business, like KNM. NM Coaching Firm on Instagram, at NM Coaching Firm on Instagram. They are also on Facebook and also on YouTube. They've got a self-mastery series that is happening at the moment. So please make sure you check it out. If you are someone who really wants to improve the relationship you have with yourself or the conversations we've had here on the Campus Voice, you can just get them on the YouTube. Now you can actually get the visuals of it, yabo, on eChannel, yabo. So we're going to be moving on to our next.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.